Exodus, Old Testament, the second book or third book, Exodus, chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. In the 10th verse, I'm going to minister to you this morning words I heard from God. I am your help. Everything else about to be shut down. All sickness, all disease, all bad reports are about to be shut down. As you hear the words, I am your help. Your reply must be, I am healthy.
I am healthy.
Don't care what you're dealing with, don't care how long it's been, listen. Listen. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 10, we're reading about Moses' call. Moses was called to an impossible situation without God. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt, out of sickness and disease. That's my call this morning. Watch what he says now. And Moses said unto God, who am I? You're not talking about you. Who am I that I should go on to Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of sickness and disease? Sickness and disease is Egypt. God sent me to bring you out. And I'm just like Moses, who am I to go to sickness and disease and to Pharaoh and tell him, let your people go? Now watch me, stay with me now. Verse 12, and he said, certainly, I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people of Egypt, people out of Egypt, so ain't no doubt about you, they're coming out. Ain't no doubt about you coming out of sickness, disease, and demons. I said, ain't no doubt about it. You coming out. If you travel in this revelation, what? If you travel in this anointing this morning, come on now, you coming out. Just like it seemed like it was impossible for them to get out of Egypt. And Pharaoh was so strong. But God had a man with a word from him. In other words, God said to Moses, you don't have to do it. You just do what I tell you to do. You say what I tell you to say. And I watch is over my word to perform. I'm fully persuaded that what he has promised, he is also able to perform. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
So I want you to see sickness and disease as Egypt. And I want you to see that I'm a man that God have called to bring you out of your Egypts by the power of God. Now watch what he said. Watch what he said. Go with me. And he said, verse 12, and certainly I'll be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people of out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. We're about to go on a mountain, partner. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say to them, the God of your father has sent me unto you, And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them up here in thy road is more? Verse 14. And God said unto Moses, oh Lord have mercy. If you see this, you're gonna get healed so fast. Look, and God said unto Moses. You remember what Moses asked? Now Moses says in verse 11, Moses said, and Moses said to God, who am I?
Yeah, yeah.
Watch the shift now. Who am I? But God said, you're not gonna do it.
Yeah.
It's not about you.
Yeah, yeah.
Say what I say.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all better be with me now.
Yeah.
All right, let's go now to the 14th verse. And God said to Moses, now this statement is so powerful. Underline if you got your Bible. I am that I am.
Yes, yes.
The amness of God has been placed in you through Jesus Christ. Jesus' whole ministry was an I am ministry. Your life, your whole life should be I am life. Talk to me up in here. Jesus ministered. Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. I'm the light of the world. I am the door. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the good shepherd. See, Jesus lived the I am life, and the I am life belonged to every child of God. I am healed, I am healthy, and I don't have to do it by myself. Your I am-ness must manifest this morning. I am what God say I am. I am who God say I am. Matter of fact, every child of God has an I am nature. Ooh. Whatever you say I am, come right behind it. What you say, Reverend? I said Jesus lives his I am life. And he gave the I am life is given to every son and daughter of God. They don't have to ask permission. They don't have to ask nobody to agree with them. All they got to do is say, I am. When God hear his nature coming out of you, manifestation and demonstration going to come in your life. I am. Your I am-ness must come out this morning. You must not talk about what you're seeing. You must not talk about what you're feeling. You must not talk about what they're saying. You got to talk about, I am that I am. Boy, this hurt religion and tradition. It's going to get deep in here. It's going to get so deep in here, you're going to have to swim. So if you don't know how to swim in the spirit, you better ask somebody, teach me quick, teach me. I don't want to get drowned up in here, but we about to swim up in here. Partner, we about to swim up in here. Nothing is impossible to happen to me the rest of my life. Whatever I need to happen, my I am-ness, my divine nature, my lack precious faith, and the exceeding greatness of his promises that's on the inside of me, about to make some supernatural things happen that can't happen by natural means. I'm about to become a miracle in my neighborhood. All my neighbors gonna know that I am a miracle going somewhere to happen. You got to hear me up in here now. You got to hear me. You got to hear me. I am nature. I'm about to release it on my health this morning. He said, I am Look what his voice says. You may be seated. God said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, verse 14, thus should I say unto the children of Israel, I am, send me unto you. I say to you here in Word of Life Christian Center this morning, you around the world, I am, sent me here to you this morning. You better understand in a few moments, but I want you to write the subject down, I am your help. But I need you in your I am-ness. Okay. I am help, real wellness, and wholeness comes from God. Real wellness and wholeness comes from God. Now listen very carefully. You are my creation. And I know how I designed you to be. I gave you a body. That's why I say you're fearfully and wonderfully made. I give you a body designed to keep you healthy. I place cells, I place things in you that know what to do. I built the means of my health in you at the beginning. Listen to what he says now. You know what Psalm 107 verse 20 says? Turn there. I'll be at the Psalm. He sent his word. What? He sent his word to heal me? That's what he said? That's what he said in that text? Huh? Now get this down in your note. Stand on my word. It is the foundation of all health. Oh, y'all ain't making enough noise for that. Stand on my word. It is the foundation of all health. Where's that other? That's the verse in Psalm where he says he brought them out. Psalm 135, 27, that's it. He brought them out and there was not sick, one sick one among them. 105 what? 37? 105. Psalm 105, verse 37. He brought them out and there was not one, uno, sick person. And we're talking about 3 million people. Your mother can take care of your little 8 in the house, a little 5 in the house. You got 3 in your house. Your mother can take care of them, you take care of 3 million. Your mother can take care of me, my wife, and 4 children. We can take care of 3 million. Talk to me up in here. I need your presence. I need you listening right now. I don't need you going back, going over on our tribe business. I need you listening. Because the glory is going to hit you in a few moments. It's not going to take long. Now, I work on the faith and the anointing, but when the glory comes, I don't know what's going to happen. See, when the glory comes, that means God taking over. God's going to take over in a few minutes. He wants me to tell you, it is from God, there is no help without me. Nothing and nobody else can give you help without me. You ready for this? I put my I am-ness in you. Oh, you could see, I see some of y'all looking at me, you didn't catch it. I have I have placed my I am-ness in you. Your I am-ness understanding is the handle of the supernatural. You can make supernatural things happen when you recognize who you are in Christ. My kingdom manifests when you know your I am-ness. My miracles and signs manifest when you know my I am-ness. When you become born again, when you, whatever day you made that acceptance of Christ, you became I am. Because everything that I have at that moment became yours. All my power, all my abilities, all my victories became yours, and I put it in you. Thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ooh, Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Ooh, Jesus.
You have, my brothers and sisters, you have an I am anointing in you. Every yoke in your life this morning is being destroyed. Sickness and disease, no care how long it been, it got to go. You about to get into a flow that you have never seen before. You're going to be so powerful after this service. Sickness and disease going to be afraid of you because you're going to carry a sword of the Spirit. Listen, I am calling you out this morning to live in your I am nature of help. What? I never heard that. You ever heard that before? I'm calling you to live. I am that I am. I am that I am in you. So your Pharaohs can't keep you locked up no more. Your body is moving out of Egypt this morning. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Your body is moving out of sickness and disease this morning because you're discovering who you really are. The doctor told her, I'm looking at her, she wasn't going to make it. How many years ago? How many years ago that's been? How many years ago that's been, daughter? You remember? Doctor told you you wasn't going to make it? Ooh, I don't know how many years. You don't remember, huh? You don't even know what I'm talking about. You must be know what I'm talking about. You got healed. You know who I'm talking about. She called me. The doctor told her, you know. Right over 30 years. That's a 30-year miracle walking. I laid a hand on her and I told her, tell that doctor to check you again. When he went back in there, he couldn't find all that stuff. Was supposed to be dancing around her heart. When he went back, he couldn't find it. There she is. He couldn't find it. He showed me the path. I don't mind paying for it. If I got to pay for it, then sure I don't pay for it. I'm going to get a check. You can lay your hand on it. I'm going to get a check. 30 years ago. Sit down, I want you to write this down. Because I'm going to say it in a way, now you really going to have to be tuned in. I am is a being consciousness. You are not only human, but you are being. See, don't say them words too fast. I'm a human being. Stop a little while. I'm human, but I'm a being also. You catch it next month. Your health is in these verses that I'm about to read to you. I'm going to tell you how now. By revelation, by recognition, by unfoldment, by manifestation, and demonstration. Let me go over that again because I want you to be looking for all of these. Your health is in these verses that I'm about to read to you. By revelation, by recognition, by unfoldment, your health is unfolding right now. By manifestation, help us, Holy Ghost, and demonstration. He can do it all. Yeah. God can reveal. God can cause you to recognize it. God can unfold it. God can manifest it. And God can demonstrate right now whatever you need. You ready?
Yes,
sir. Psalm 46:10. You got your shouting clothes?
Yes,
it's going to hit you somewhere down the line here. You're going to get hit up in here this morning. You can duck all you want. You're going to get hit up in here this morning. There's no ducking place in here this morning. You're going to get in the presence of God, and you're going to be happy. You're going to be full of joy, and you can do what you want. You can shout, jump, spit, kick, jump, fly, whatever you want to do. Because this is a morning. Psalm 46:10. Look at the first two words. That means shut everything else down and let me come up front. Shut every voice down, every group down. Shut everything down. Be still. Shut your mind down. Shut Satan down. Be still. That's the only way you're going to know it. And know that I am God. That is again, I am. His I am-ness. When you understand his I am-ness, it lead to his I will-ness. Once you recognize the I am-ness, the will-ness must take place. You can't go to I will without being impregnated with I am. Some people only see me as an I will God. But they have to know that I'm the I am. You better hear this. You're going to need it. Be still. Don't get rough up when something show up. Don't get afraid of a bad report. Know who you are. Don't come in agreement with a bad report. Don't get worried about things when it happens. Know who you are. I am. Be still and know that I am God. I'm who? God, good God Almighty. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge And the word Selah means the same thing as the word be still mean. Pause a moment. Think about that. Selah. I'm healthy, Selah. Say it. I'm healthy. Don't let your body rule you. You are not your body. You are not your mind. You are a child of the living God in your spirit. Stop letting symptoms, pain, rule you. I heard the word of God say, revelate. I never heard him revelate. He said, revelate. What that? Revelate? Yeah. Walk in revelation. Not in reports. Revelate. Always talking about having a heart attack. Take a revelate attack. Revelate. Isaiah 45. Remember, I told you these scriptures are going to do it. Isaiah 45. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Two times.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45:5. Ooh, this dancing ground here, man. I mean, if you really look at Isaiah, you look at it, they ain't gonna be on the board. Look at your Bible, or your Bible, your phone, look at it there. I ain't putting it on the board. Because I want y'all to get Isaiah, it's too easy for you. Isaiah 45:5. Look what he said at the beginning. What he said?
I am the Lord.
What am mean? Some of y'all know present. I am the Lord, and there is none else.
Go ahead, Apostle.
I want to dance. There's no God beside me, so sickness and disease cannot become your God. Stop worshiping it. Stop talking about it. Even though you feel a pain, don't talk about it. Say, I'm healed. You keep doing that, I'm going to drive it out of your body. Man, this scripture, I am the Lord and there's none else. There's no God beside me. I girdle thee. Ooh, that song my children were singing. He goes before me. He on the side of me. And he's within me. And he's behind me. I'm girdled. Though thou hast not known me. Oh, we've been introduced to another segment, another understanding of God this morning. Look at Joel 2:27. Joel 2:27. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Shoot. Book of Joel. Joel, I'm getting trying to find J-O-E-L, chapter 2, verse 27. See, this is so important. And ye shall know that I am. See, that's another level. You should know that I am. I don't care how you feel. I don't care about that wheelchair. My brother, you here for a reason. Yeah, his voice. I don't care what the report is. I don't care how long it's been. You gonna walk. You gotta get up. I'm walking. They push you in the chair. You say, I'm walking. They push you. I'm walking. I am walking. I am walking. Ask Kenny Lewis. He was a cripple. They say he wasn't going to make it. His 96-year-old mom was your Mother's Day, sitting in the back, 96. She called me. And go see about my boy. She not a member. She just called me and told me what I was going to do. That's the way she is. That's why she's 96. She's a fighter. Told Kenny he wasn't going to have no more children. And then he was lamping. He had a lamp in his walk. One Sunday, the service got high. And I told him walk. And he started running. And he never been lamped again. He's sitting in here too. And had a baby too. Listen, and ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, but I want you to know he is in the midst of me. Say, God is in the midst of me. Open your mouth, little girl. Hey, say, God is in the midst of me with your little pretty self. You better talk up here. God is in the midst of me. You should know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else. Oh, look what he said at the end. Look what he said at the end. Y'all looking in the voice? What he said? No, y'all got to say it better than that. Say it. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Romans 1:16. God will never leave you in a sham position. Now, I'm going to show you how to shift from just being a Christian to putting yourself in this I am position. I'm going to tell you about it before we read it. I am crucified with him. I'm resurrected with him. Let me go back over it. I'm crucified with him. I'm buried with him. I am resurrected with him. I am ascended with him. I'm seated with him. All those I am. Got it? You see, for the I am anointing to work in you or to function in you, you going to have to die to mass mind and to all what is said that you can't do. You got to walk in your I am-ness. I am free. I am blessed. So this scripture will take a connotation this morning with power and glory. Turn to Galatians 2:20. In there is the crucifixion, the burial, and the resurrection. In there is a special kind of faith. Oh, Lord, the Lord just revealed something to me. The I am-ness faith is in this verse. Galatians 2:20. The I am-ness faith. That's a different kind of faith. First time hearing that. The I am-ness faith. You can come on, daughter, because I need y'all in them seats. Come on. You can come on. I need y'all for reading. Got y'all in front line for reading. Your I am this faith. It's in the voice. I'm crucified. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. But Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live. By the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I want you to look at that verse now. You see, I want the I, because I just heard, and I want you to write in your note, this is my I am-ness faith. Never heard it before in my life, but I'm so glad to say it to the body of Christ. Now, we ain't know we had that kind of faith. This is my I am-ness faith. Because when I go through that category, I'm not just a human being. See, 2 Corinthians 5:17 come out of that verse. Therefore, if any man or any woman be in Christ, they are a new creature. All things pass away. And behold, all things become new. You know why? Listen very closely now. When you in the spirit, you are an I am creator. Creation take place when you walk in your I am-ness. Oh no, oh no. Come on, put your hand side beside your ear. Creation take place when I walk in my I am nature. Whatever does not exist for me when I'm walking in my I am nature created. I am a creator when I'm in my I am nature, because I become synonymous with Jesus. I become synonymous with God. I become synonymous with the Holy Ghost. I'm not just a regular person with flesh and bone, but I walk in the spirit. I talk in the spirit. I see in the spirit. I ride in the spirit. I rise in the spirit. I flow in the spirit. I yield to the spirit. Ah, something is being created right now while I have my hand next to my ear by divine appointment. Things are being created in my body. New lungs, new livers, new hearts, new kidneys, new bone, new marrow, new nerves are being created in my I am anointing. Woo, Lord. Not only for me, but I can take this to somebody else. I'm designed to minister in my I am-ness. So there's never a question, can this happen? That's over. I'm crucified. So I gotta get all this other stuff out of the way. My humanism, my flesh, my unrenewed mind, my neighbor who talking trash, my coworker who don't understand. I'm not a regular person. Because I'm sitting under something. I got something. I got revelation on the inside of me. Satan, do not like to hear I am. Because he know you are. But he don't want you to know. I am out of this. I am up out of here. You not messing my family up no more. I am that's going to be up in this house. I am that's up in this body. I am that's in my pocket. When you understand this revelation of your I am-ness, then you are powerful to say, I'll never be sick another day in my life. I'll never be broke another day in my life. I'll never be sad another day in my life. I'll never be mad another day in my life. It ain't gonna last. Because I know who I am. Past weaknesses, past flaws, and past things that Satan been getting by with. Through this revelation, through you, he will never get by with it again. When you rise up in your I am-ness, that means I am that I am. The last I am means victory. I am that I am. The last I am in that statement is, I am victory over everything and everybody who's trying to hold me down. Sit down a few minutes. Let me give you a few more things, then I'm going to close. Now, we're dealing with I am help. That's a statement you never heard before. But that's your divine nature now. You're given permission to produce help in your mind and your body. Acts 17:28. Here's where you got to go. Acts 17:28. Here's where you got to go. To keep this in consistency. Ooh, Lord. I don't know about you, I preach myself happy. Yeah, I'm just standing here with you. I've been gone. Hallelujah. Acts 17:28. This is where you got to stay. This is where I am live. We in him, I live and move and have my being. You saw what I did? I personalized it. The scripture is no good to you historically. It has to be personalized. In him, I live. I move and I have my being. And my being is healthy. Now this voice, sickness and disease don't fit in this voice. In him I live and move and have my being. That don't fit. Sick. You can't fit no sickness in this voice. This voice called all your sickness a lie. And you a liar for agreeing with it. In him I live and I move. Now look what it said the last thing though. And have my what? What that is? What that is, I want to hear it. No, what that is? I am. Talk to me up in here. See, that's I am. My being is I am. I'm above everything that attacked me. I'm above Satan, sickness, disease, demon. Because in him, I live. I have resurrection power from everything that come against me. Nothing can hold me down. The Lord is telling us, I want you to rise out of the graveyard of sickness and disease. Stop agreeing with it. Stop talking about it. Stop praising it. Say, no, I don't accept you. Help. Resurrection is in this house today. Woo, say it. Never heard it before. I never heard it before. But we're pioneering. We're pace setting. And we're past finding in the government of God. What? Isaiah 9:6-7, I believe. Talks about his government. The government should be up on his shoulder. His government is in the anointing. Ooh, Lord. The anointing he put in you is carrying his government. You must know the I am nature of God. Probably be the first I'm going to get this morning. You must know your I am nature of God. 2 Peter 1 going to reveal your I am nature. Now I'm going to tell you ahead of time. Your I am nature gives you the ability to escape the corruption that is in the earth. Sickness and disease is corruption, but you have already escaped. But you're going to have to walk in your divine nature, which is your I am nature. You're going to have to walk in your lack precious faith, which is your I am faith. Ooh, I am faith. Man, I got to preach that Bill Winston. I might preach that I am faith. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, I am faith. Oh my God, what kind of faith is that? Everything, baby, your little mind can come up with. I am faith. Jesus Christ. You ever heard? I am faith. I'm not trying to get some faith. I am faith. Faith is built on the inside of my I am-ness. Has faith on the inside of it. I'm about to wipe some things out. See, I'm going to say this. You got to be grown enough to take this. I really don't have to worry about believing. Lord, have your soul. Well, I got to hold on to my belief. No, you are faith. Instead of believing, listen, children, God just told me something. Instead of believing, just be. Oh, man. Y'all didn't hear that? Instead of believing, because I am, just be. Your being is believing. Your believing is being. They're one in the other. You can't be a believer and not believe. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I heard the voice. I saw the voice. I became the voice. I speak with the voice. Now, I'm going to close with this I am nature here in 2 Peter. Sit down a minute. 2 Peter. I want to read about this I am nature. I want to shout up in here. I want the world to know I know who I am. Yes. 2 Peter. I know who God is. I know who God is in me. Oh, glory to God. I'm not afraid of nothing. I'm not dying ahead of time. Talk up. Devil is a liar. Jesus is the Messiah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I expect a miracle every day. I'm expecting miracles right now. Going through my body. Going through my mind. Going through my conscience. Going through my imagination. Going through my spirit. My miracle. My sign. My wonder is yet a day. You hear it?
Yes,
you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Ted, I am a sign.
I am
a miracle.
I am
a wonder.
I am blessed.
God, children, been going through things they don't have to go through.
Yes.
And it's our fault.
Yes.
Up here. It's our fault we haven't been walking the full government of God because they tried to cut the apostle out. And we have a lot of imposters saying they're apostles and they don't have no power. They don't have no evidence of it. Bless God, but the church coming into the full measurement of God, and there are going to be Christians walking around in their I am-ness. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. Now I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing. I don't know if you're going to get this, but I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a blessing jam coming out of heaven. So much blessing trying to get out and got a jam, Larry. Now when blessing have jammed up, I mean there's a traffic jam. You remember Jacob's ladder? When the angels were going up, there's a traffic jam. Right here in this church right now. There's a traffic jam, so much blessing moving. There's a miracle traffic jam. I never heard that before. Signs and wonders are in a traffic jam. Because when you hear that word being released like this, and you receive it like you receive it, the jam, it starts just now. A fresh jam. A blessing started right now. I tell you what, I'm gonna help that jam. I'm gonna receive what mine. What, come on, who's gonna help the jam? Who's gonna help the jam? Let the blessing flow. I am blessed right now. Good God Almighty. I've come here this morning and got in a blessing jam. That blessing jam gonna be at your house, in your car, in your businesses. There's a jam. The angels are trying to get at you faster, because they heard God's word and they heard somebody know who they are. I am. It's trying to get to you right now. And you standing around, you stand up here with I am faith. What, you tell me you got I am faith? What is the answer to now? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I ask or think. Now is a day of salvation. Now is a day of strength. Now is a day of the power of the kingdom of God. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of Jesus Christ. Now is the day that the enemy, the accuser, is cast down in my life. Revelation 12:10. Revelation 12:10. So you got three now. You got now, Hebrews 11:1. Look at it quickly. Come on. Now, Hebrews 11:1.
Blessing
jam. I receive. I receive. Yeah, that's why your business card keep prospering. Now unto him. Come on, I got it. I was going to give you that, but I had to get it to you next Sunday. Now, faith is. Huh? The substance of things hope for. And everything of things not seen. When is it?
Now.
Let's think about it now. I am now. Say, I am now.
I am now.
Now think about whatever you want to get rid of. We're about to get rid of it right now. You ready? One, two, three. I am now. Woo! Woo! You recognize what happened to you just now? I am now. I am rich now. What? I am out of debt now. Say the glory here. Say, don't be scared to say it. Say, don't be afraid of the power here. I am well now. I'm healthy now. Say it like a minute. I release my I am faith. You know what your I am faith is? The same faith that Jesus.
Yeah.
Back to Galatians 2:20. Same faith. Jesus was operating in the I am faith. Jesus didn't ask no question. Get up, walk, man. He ain't asked no permission. Told the blind man, go to the pool and wash. Come back, see him. He ain't asked, well, I wonder what they're going to wear. You know, I am sight. Stop asking for permission to be who you are. God said, don't be bringing this stuff to me. I done told you that belong to you. Come up here and proclaim that you got it. Decree it. Don't ask for what already I told you you're yours. Stop praying about it and get up and say it. Whole lot of praying, but not enough saying. Now, take them. I want you to take those three now, because now and I am is the same thing. Now I am present. Awareness, consciousness, they're all the same. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? I keep you bringing them $1,000 checks up here. Hebrews 11:1. Ephesians 3:20, but I want you to look at Revelation 12:10. I'll get to 2 Peter next week. Tuesday, some of y'all never won't see it. Tuesday night, some of y'all ain't gonna be here. You ain't gonna see it, so I'll see y'all next Sunday. Some of y'all seem like you just can't make it on a Tuesday, but if your game was on a Tuesday, your favorite team, you would go in traffic. But let me get away from now before I lose my anointing. In Revelation 12:10, I want that on the board. I'm closing Revelation 12:10 because I want you to know I am. And now are the same.
Yeah.
I am. Now. Present. Is the same thing. Yes, sir. I am is your creative anointing that God has placed in you because you're a child of God. Yes. Jesus used it. Jesus said, I am the light. Jesus used one verse in John 14:6. Jesus said, I am three times. I'm the way, truth, and the life. Guess what? Oh my God, the church been robbed. Guess what? That's your voice. You the way, you the truth, you the life, because Christ lived in you. I am the door, you the door. Leading people through the door. I am the bread of life. You the bread. Yeah. You got revelation in you. When you talk to a person, bread come out your mouth. Living bread. All I can say now, God doggy. I'm getting so blessed. Woo, I don't know what to say. And I heard a loud voice, not a weak voice, a loud voice saying, where was saying that? Now, look what it said. Now is come salvation. Now is come strength. Now the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ cometh. Now the accuser, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Do you know what sickness and disease is? It's an accusation. But when an accusation, you listen, I got to close. Get ready, son. When an accusation meet a revelation. Excuse me, I didn't want to shock you that bad. When an accusation meet a person who walking in the revelation that I am, you got to move out of here. When anything working against you is an accusation. Yeah. Now, it's not an accusation, accusation against you. It's an accusation against God. Yeah. It's telling God, you can't take care of your children. And God said, if my children would listen, the thief coming not but to steal, kill, John 10:10. The thief coming not but to steal, kill, and destroy. God said, if my children listen, I am come. That they might have life and might have it more abundantly. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us, it's written, curse everyone that hang the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might But you walking out here today, going back to your car and going back to your place, knowing that I am faith. I'm not trying to get no faith. Because I live by the same faith of Jesus. And in our text coming up, it says it is like precious faith. Lift your hands all over the place.